This is HDN.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
This is the Halifax Daily News Wednesday, September the 3rd.
The first day of school here in the HRM. A lot of folks went back yesterday, but most kids in the Halifax Regional School Board District are heading back today.
Most kids. Most. One kid we decided to keep at home because we needed her for the podcast. So Bronwyn is here. Hi, Bronwyn. What grade are you going into? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Bronwyn, and I am Lisa and Jamie's daughter. And I'm going to Lockview High. I'm a sophomore, so that will be grade 10, and I am in French immersion.
A sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
Do we use that terminology here in Canada?
You know what?
That's so U.S.
I didn't think we did, but Bronwyn has been using it pretty much standard since day one.
That doesn't necessarily mean that it's standard, though. You're a bit of a nut. So what is there then? There's sophomore, there's junior, there's senior, there's
freshman. Freshman is grade 9.
Freshman is grade 9. So freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is in the States. Where did you pick that up?
Lots of television shows use that.
Does anybody at your school use that?
They actually do.
All right. Well, the reason why we have brought 15-year-old Brahman on board for today is because back-to-school shopping, of course, is a big deal, especially at the high school level. And because we are old and completely out of touch, we thought we would bring her on board to let us know what are the must-have fashions for back-to-school 2014-15 school year.
So this is our first edition of Fashion Podcast.
Woo!
All right, Brahman, what is on the list? The must-have list, first of all.
Okay, well, you're going to need a long cable knit sweater, like big, bulky, nice and warm for our frigid Canadian winters.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Bulkier. The bigger and bulkier, the better. I'm a fan of, as a father, I'm a fan of that.
Okay.
Also, black leggings, just
basic black leggings.
Yeah, basic black leggings.
All right, can I interject here?
Okay.
Am I allowed to have a little rant, especially with a teenager in the room?
Okay, all right.
We used to have black leggings when I was a kid, too. We called them leotards, or other people called them long underwear. When did it become a fashion thing? Like, I understand the whole, if you're wearing the big cable knit sweater that goes down below waist and covers things up, then you can wear the black leggings. That's a look.
Yes.
But Bronwyn likes wearing black leggings like they're pants. And to me, that's not what they're for.
But they are pants.
And then I went to then I dropped her off at school and I saw every other kid wearing them. When did we decide that our kids can leave the house without pants on or without a skirt on? When did we decide? Are you going to just start wearing pantyhose? No wonder you used to call them party hose when you were a kid.
I don't know. What do you want to take that? I mean, tights are made in various thicknesses. So they can work as pants.
I went to Lululemon last weekend and bought a pair of their Wonder Unders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Lululemon, is that the company where they had to recall a whole whack of these yoga pants because they were see-through?
Yeah, yes. But that's the
You could tell a person's blood type just by looking through their pants.
No.
Okay, that's who you're now using as an example.
This is the template.
Okay.
Yeah, but those were like the bootcut yoga pants. These are the Wonder Unders. So they're different. And I just bought a pair and they're fleece lined. And they're actually so thick and warm for winter.
Wonder Unders.
To me, that is weird.
Fleece-lined tights?
Fleece-lined tights.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Well, I would imagine, but you're going to end up looking like the Michelin tire man. Walking around with fleece-lined tights.
Oh.
Everybody will think they're tights, but they'll think that your legs are tree trunks, right?
If they're No, this is using the new materials. They don't have to use actual sheep now to...
yes.
Oh, okay.
But I want to get back to the Wonder Under things. What makes these Wonder Unders so wonder?
Well, they're made with a special fabric called Luon. And it's like this stretchy spandex material. I have them in shorts and I'm wearing them right now.
Okay.
They're the comfiest things ever and they hold everything in and they make your butt look nice and your thighs look nice and they're just wonderful.
Okay, that's the wonder part.
Mm.
We understand they're full length Spanx. What about the under part? Does that not mean you're supposed to wear them under clothing?
Well, you wear like long shirts that cover your giblets.
Your giblets? My kid's got giblets and that's a... That's my point. I've seen people running around in tights without anything covering up anything. And that's, I used to go far and wide and pay big money as a teenager to see that kind of sight. And now you're just flaunting it right in front of everyone. Yeah. What is up with that?
So tights and long
cable knit sweaters.
Cable knit sweaters.
What else?
Yeah.
Boots with like big socks, like high socks that go mid shin length, and then like brown kind of cargo-y boots or like tall boots. They go really well with a pair of dark jeans or black leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And then also olive army coats.
Oh, really, that's really back.
Cute. Yes. And they have the drawstring on the waist to accentuate your curves.
Okay, wait a second.
I had one of those.
Yeah, okay. An army jacket, a drawstring waist, big socks, and boots. That sounds like what I mow the lawn in. And everybody laughs, including you. Why now is it a fashion statement?
Because it's a new season.
Anybody wear dresses anymore?
Lots of people wear dresses. The girly people that I don't hang out with.
The girly people. Oh, the I see. So you're a boy. You're a boy. We have a boy in the room telling us, giving us fashion tips.
Excellent.
Jeans. Those are always a good thing. I mean, you can't just wear leggings. At what point do you stop wearing leggings in the year? When it's minus 30 or what?
Oh, no.
I wear leggings all year round. And like when it comes to summer, you just crop the leggings. So.
And when it comes to winter, you maybe put something over them?
No, they're just fleece lined.
We will discuss.
That
is just not an attractive. You're looking at me, Lisa, like this is perfectly fine for you. Would you have gone to school just wearing leggings? Okay.
She's wearing yoga pants right now, and that's basically the same thing.
No, it's not. Yoga pants at least have, they're not. They're different.
All right, last fashion tip for the season.
My last fashion tip is big, like, infinity scarves, because it does get really cold, but they're still cute, and you can buy them in lots of different colors. So they go with, like, the outfit that you're wearing that day.
What's an infinity scarf?
It's a scarf. You know how scarves are, like, long, and, like, you wrap them around your neck?
I know what a scarf is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, an infinity scarf is tied at both ends, so it's just like a big circle, and you just wrap it around twice, so it's just kind of like two circles, so there's no ends.
How lazy are we? We don't even have to tie a scarf anymore. We just make it into a loop.
When did that become too much work?
Yeah. So we all are dressing like Johnny Depp now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Johnny Depp is bae.
I don't know what language she's speaking in. Anyway, all right, fashion expert Bronwyn, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And be off. Now go to school. You missed the bus. You're going to have to walk now.
So school in Quebec, trying something different this year. It's a very small elementary school, only 340 students, and it's in the Saguenay region. They've implemented a pretty much complete ban on homework, grades 1 to 6. It's a one-year pilot project, and they are thinking that it's going to ease pressure on parents and improve student performance. Now, teachers will still be allowed to assign studying and reading work, but there won't be like 4 pages of math problems to do and that sort of thing. But
this isn't new. This is actually going back to the old days, where you'd go to school and you'd learn in school. And then when you left the school, you had chores, you had to work on the farm, you had to do all of these other things. Homework is this fabricated concept. I mean, our kids now are doing more work at home than they do at school. What the hell is school for if they have to spend all their time doing homework? Where do you have the family time in there? I completely agree with this.
Really?
Go to school in the morning, stay there right through the afternoon, learn, cram, do exams, do all of that stuff, and then come home and live your life.
Now, see, I remember homework being something that you did if it was work you did not complete in school.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to complete your work, and you give a fair amount of work so that kids can complete it at school, but if you don't, then you take it home without a doubt.
Well,
but now they're saying, okay, I want you to finish all of this work in school. And now, by the way, here's your big stack of homework that you have to do at home. You have to do at least 2 hours of homework every night for this class. I mean, there are some teachers that think their class is the be-all, end-all, and the kids need to do hours worth of homework every single day just for that one class. You know, not caring that the kids are in a bunch of other classes and that, you know what, they do have a life to live as well. A lot of them have sports or a musical instrument or something like that outside of the school, and there's just no time.
Well, and the research has shown that it's really of no benefit at the elementary school level. Now, middle school and high school, it is more complicated. And I mean, when you get involved with projects and that sort of thing, there is more homework involved.
And studying.
Yes.
Like when you're in high school, of course, you do all the work in school, but you can take your books home and study. I completely agree with that. I'm a big fan of kids putting an hour in every night going over their notes and studying and doing all of that.
Right.
What I'm not a fan of is this group of teachers, and this is a fairly recent phenomenon, that just dumps homework that you're not allowed to work on in class at all. This is just to be done at home.
Mm.
That's crap. Sorry, teachers. Have them do it while they're in the class. Don't send it home with them to do. They've got other things to do.
So how do they learn time management skills,
well,
if not by...
Time management skills, you do your work at school, and if your time management skills are off, then you need to take it home to complete it. So, I mean, that's how you learn time management. You've got an allotted amount of time to do your stuff. Get at it. If you're going to screw around and giggle with your friends, like I used to do, by the way, then you have to take it home and do it.
Mm.
But this whole work at school thing, and then, boom, here's another 5 pages just to do at home. That's not teaching you time management. That's teaching you, I don't know what that's teaching you.
Well, it's interesting how different countries look at this differently, because in France, they actually floated the idea of a countrywide ban on homework in 2012. And there's a lot of schools in Germany that have done away with homework as well.
Completely agree.
You go to Asian countries, Japan, Korea, that sort of thing. And I mean, those students are working after class, I mean, after they get out of school, another 2-3 hours a day on homework.
I think I do believe that a lot of those countries that we're talking about have school all year round as well. But you get big chunks of time off to relax and decompress and have a vacation. Whereas here, you know, come September, you're cramming all this stuff into the kids' heads, and then boom, they have to come home and do even more homework, and they've got all these different classes until the end of school. And then they're just sitting around all summer doing nothing. To me, what they do in these other countries is far superior. And I think what we used to do by saying you do your work when you're in school, and if you're a slack ass and you're not going to get it done, then you do it at home. I think that's the way to go.
Let's get the 15-year-old perspective on that.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Brahman?
Well, I mean, I don't usually have a lot of homework because I do a lot of my work in class.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Don't fool around.
That's how they handle it at your school.
Do you, have a teacher that makes you do a whole whack of work while you're at school and then gives you even more work as homework?
Yeah, I will have a class where I'll have... They'll be like, here's 3 pages. Once you're finished it, come up. And everyone will come up about like 5 minutes before class over, and she'll hand you 2 more sheets and be like, they're due tomorrow.
You know, now we used to have reading at home. You know, hey, this is due. You have to read chapter 3 and 4 tonight. We're going to discuss it tomorrow. I mean, that's the kind of homework that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole making them do, okay, here's another whole assignment that you have to do for homework is absolutely incorrect, I think. All right, Stunt Kid, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Now that brings me to one other subject, since we're just talking about school here.
How about
that teacher in Edmonton? They kicked him out.
Yeah.
They took away his teaching license because he gave zeros to students that didn't hand their assignments in.
Yeah, a little bit of a backstory here. The school board or the school district had implemented a policy, a no-zero policy, they called it. And that basically forbids teachers from giving zeros on tests or assignments.
I know that they have that at Lockview as well. If you get your assignments in late, they don't deduct or they don't give you a zero.
That I did not agree with at all.
Yeah.
That's
the whole idea. That's that whole generation of people with participant ribbons.
That's right.
You know, hey, I won a medal because I came in fifth, but I did the best that I could do. You know what? That is crap. It is absolute crap. You don't hand your assignment in on time in life, you get a zero. You don't put that project in on time, you get fired.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just the way the world is. This whole, oh, you didn't get it in on time? Well, I'm not allowed to give zeros, so I guess I'll have to mark it when you eventually do get it in.
I remember having that conversation at a parent-teacher night because I remember...
At Lockview, they were doing that.
Young Miss Heather had a bit of an issue with getting assignments and things in on time.
Like a month late, get them marked and get great marks on them. It just didn't make sense to me.
And when I pressed the teacher about that, the teacher had a whole list of things that were missing, MIA, from the student.
No zeros written down there. They were just blanks waiting for the mark to be put in.
Well, it's just, it's just a suggested time. It's like, No. Okay. No, it's not a suggested time. It's a deadline.
And that's what this teacher in Edmonton had an issue with.
Yeah.
So a bunch of these hooligans decided not to hand their assignments in on time. And he gave them zero.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal took that as a slight against his authority. Mm. And they got into it. And the guy lost his job. He's now retired. He's not even going back because he just thinks that things have just gotten so out of hand.
Yeah.
But at least they overturned that decision.
Yes.
And he could go back if he wanted to.
And
now
he gets full back pay as well for the time.
Exactly.
Missed.
You know what? That's the kind of teacher that even though I hated that type of teacher when I was a kid, because I was the one who always tried to bend the rules, you had to respect teachers like that. Mm-hmm. When you look back at your school career, it's the ones, the hard-ass teachers that said, this is a deadline.
Yeah.
Get it in. You know, so many people, even with my generation, were shocked when they went to university and realized that deadline means deadline. There were people dropping it off at their professor's office just before midnight because that's when the deadline passed. And right after midnight, you got a zero. That was it.
Yep.
So why aren't we teaching them that in high school? You know, that is one of the most important life lessons, that you meet deadlines.
Exactly. There's no bending that rule.
And that life lesson is second only to the leggings are underwear life lesson. Put on some freaking pants, kids. You don't have a problem with that as much as I do?
If they're the proper thickness, I don't have a problem
with
it.
Yeah, but how can you tell? That's the thing. You can't tell unless you go up and start, you know, grabbing material to see how thick they are. You can't really tell. It still fits like a glove, like underwear should.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I went to try to test thicknesses at the high school, you got mad at me. So...
Well, it's,
so, you know,
there are legal issues.
Nah, there's a, you know, I grew up in a generation where you could wear the Daisy Dukes, the tiny shorts and the bikinis. I'm not by any means a stick in the mud when it comes to that type of thing. But there's one thing that these all have in common. The Daisy Dukes, the bikinis, the thongs, they cover up certain areas.
Well, so do the tights. They just...
Oh, do I have to? They cover up the knuckles of certain desert-dwelling beasts. How nice. Oh, it's a podcast. I can say camel toe.
That's right.
Kids shouldn't have camel toe. They shouldn't even know. The camel shouldn't even be in the building there at that age. That's what I'm talking about. And if you had shorts on, even the Daisy Dukes, kind of covers that whole thing up.
Hmm.
Even Adam and Eve, they had strategically placed fig leaves.
Well, then that's what you need to invent, a pair of leggings with a built-in fig leaf.
I don't even mind if you don't wear the leggings, but wear the fig leaf. Cover up your bits and pieces.
Or giblets, as she so kindly put it.
Giblets? The hell? All right, that's the back-to-school edition of the Halifax Daily News. You know what? Tomorrow, we are going to be back with the biannual radio promotions show.
Yes, indeed.
We're into ratings as of this week.
Yep.
The BBM ratings are out, and so every single radio station in town wants you to listen to them. So they're going to bribe the living hell out of you, saying, come on, we're going to give you cards, we're going to give you cash, just make sure you're listening to us. And then when it comes time to fill in that little BBM ballot, make sure you remember who you were listening to. And that's why they're giving you this stuff, not because they love you, although I'm sure they do. We'll tell you a bit more about the voting process and how you might just be accidentally wasting your vote. So all that coming up on the Thursday edition of the Halifax Daily News.
Until then.